Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 7, 1826, work on the rehabilitation of the Pearhead was progressing well, at least that was the view of the editor of the Barbadian. The project had started 6 months before and was at the time of reporting was one third of the way through to completion. The renovations were apparently quite extensive, comprising a breakwater of 120 feet in length and a height of 22 feet in some areas and 44 feet in others. It had already cost £2,070. The Pearhead was an area that had by this point already undergone significant changes since the founding of the city in 1628. According to Warren Elling, there had once been a tiny island located in the area that was, over time, merged to the mainland. Since then, it was used as an area for items landed from ships calling at Bridgetown. It required ongoing repairs over time as it was subjected to the damaging effects of strong sea swells, especially those caused by the powerful tropical systems passing the island. The Pearhead became the site of the Blackwoods crew dock, which was completed in 1893. In the 20th century, the baggage warehouse was located there, up until the completion of the Deepwater Harbour in 1961. For many years, the headquarters of the Barbados Coast Guard was situated in the area before being moved to its current location on the other side of Bridgetown. At the time of this production, the Pearhead and neighboring Cavens Lane and Pearhead Lane have been earmarked for a major tourism project, which will once again transform an area that was once an important part of Bridgetown's maritime sector.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.